All right. That was very nice.
Was that all right?
That was wonderful. Why hasn't that been done on an album yet? You just released the new. Is this an older song or
no,
one that you?
It's a new song. It's just new. But I've been writing lots. I have lots of new songs. You know, but that. Oops. Oh, here I am over here. Also, I'm talking in the center of your head now again, right? I have lots of new songs. I mean, most people. I think it's a bit of a. You tend to think that people who have records out, they write and it goes in record, they write it goes in record. But really, for a lot of people, a record is just a punch of a clock, you know, and a fragment of a whole stream of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have lots of songs and can't stop the music.
Well, we're enjoying your latest punch of the clock, new album, When I Was a Boy. Tell us a little bit about the recording of this. I understand you, goodness, several different countries you recorded in, and maybe you want to talk about some of the people you worked with on it.
Yeah, well, I never expected the record to take this route, you know, and however, it was a convoluted, meandering journey, but at every point where I thought it was all over with, i.e. like the record, it would never come out. It would take a leap up to a new level, and I would take a leap to a new level. And I ended up working with some wonderful people. I worked with Katie Lang at the beginning. She came in and sang on Calling All Angels.
That must have been an experience. I would just think that would be...
Funnily enough, it was an experience. You are correct.
Yeah, how profound. But, I mean, that's the case where you actually were in the same studio together recording it.
Yeah. Yes.
Good, because so often people are sending tapes back and forth. But that's the case where I'd love to have been at a studio.
Okay, yeah, and this new ADAT, or, you know, digital 8-track thing, you know, network where you can send tapes, that is a great thing, you can send tapes. But there's nothing like the physical presence of someone in the room, and any people... musicians understand this. So when KD came in to sing, we were in different booths singing, and we just couldn't quite connect until we came out into the middle of the floor, set our mics up close together, stood physically close together, at least, so, you know, we were nearby, and looked into each other's eyes and started singing, and that's when that singerly thing that happened. And I also, in the course of this record, went to Real World Recording Studios, which is Peter Gabriel's studio in England, for a week of improvised music with musicians from all over the world. And there just was nothing to compare the feeling of crouching against the wall in a room of unbelievably heavy master musicians and feeling... It's a supercharge physically.
Wow.
It's just a huge rush, and a lot of people, I think, especially young kids, aren't, you know, there's such a wall between the world of entertainment and them. But the real physicality of music is the most fantastic thing. And not having the pacemaker in your heart changed just, you know, by the bottom end of some kind of whatever music, you know, loud, loud, loud. That's not it. That's not what I'm talking about, but the physical power. Why did we get into that?
I don't know, but that was a question I was going to ask you about going out to Peter Gabriel's studio and all.
Oh, yeah, but this tape network thing, yeah. So you can get someone to play their guitar part in L.A. when you live in London, England, but there's something that's going to be missing.
Calling All Angels is such a beautiful track. I'm overwhelmed by that. And now you're describing the actually getting out there and standing side by side to record it. I mean, that sincerity comes out. That's gorgeous. That was originally for a movie, wasn't it? Until the End of the World, it was on that soundtrack.
Yeah, that's right. It was already written. It was a hurtin' country love song, a real, you know, lustful, vengeful song. Vin wanted it for his film, and I knew I someday would upgrade the sentiments of the verses, so I rewrote the verses for him, and I asked him what his favorite saints were for the beginning of the song, and so Petronilla and Julianus, these are like saints of traveling people, vagabonds, circus people. And I have a new song in his new film, which is the sequel to Wings of Desire, called Far Away So Close, which is coming out soon.
Great.
It's a song in it.
What would you like to play for us now?
Parcheesi, but I don't see a board around, but I will, instead of that, play...
That one went right over my head for a second there.
always come back. I think I'd like to sing At the Beginning of Time. Another slow song, but that's how I feel. Here we go.